United Group Insurance for bringing you this Country Sunshine Listening Area Forecast. United Group, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 17 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined now by Bill Miller, Pastor Brother Miller.
Yes.
Brother, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, sir. I just want to say thank you for the radio station allowing us time to do this.
We love to talk about, well, a lot of the things going in the community, but in particular, when we can talk about Jesus and we can talk about the church, we love to do it.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely love to do it. So first off, Christian Fellowship Church.
Church.
Mm-hmm. Located in Shenandoah.
Yes, 906 Day Street.
906 Day Street in Shenandoah. Tell me a little bit about the church itself.
The church has been there for a long time. It used to be called Faith Christian Church, and the name got changed just to Christian Fellowship.
Okay.
And it's been there under that name for 25, 30 years. I believe that's right. But we joined the church in 2013. My wife and I did. And they asked her to be the pastor of the church. And she said yes. So so we've been there off and on since 2013.
Okay.
And we enjoy it. We love the people. And we've never done this kind of a community thing that we're about to talk about, but we are really excited and looking forward to doing it.
Tell me about your services. When are they? Sunday, Wednesday? Tell me about your services.
Okay. Services, we do have two of them on Sunday. Sunday morning, it starts at 10, and it's just a regular worship service. Mm-hmm. We used to have a children's service, but when we left and came back, we just came into just doing worship and normal service, starting at 10.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday evening, we started a new program, and we started at 4 o'clock, and then we have another session that we do at 5 to 6.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday night, we have our children's program at 7 o'clock. It starts, and we have different segments. We have the adults, the children, and the teens that are all taught separately on different things.
Okay, on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, yes.
All right. Any sort of vacation Bible school this summer upcoming?
Or? No, we did not do that because we are not big enough to do that yet.
Okay.
And so we can't do that yet. We want to.
Sure.
But we're just not big enough to do that yet.
Well, after this event, you're going to grow, and then we'll look at it.
Well, that's what we're praying for, sir. Yes, sir.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about it. And again, Bill Miller, Brother Miller from the Shenandoah, from the Christian Fellowship Church, 906 Day Street in Shenandoah. So this is called a Christian rock show.
Yes.
This is the title on the flyer. And by the way, this is probably out there in the public, I'm guessing, somewhere.
Yes, it is. We've had flyers. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
we
you're fine.
We have flyers distributed here in town. Shenandoah, of course, Glenwood, Essex.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited. And I know this isn't the taste for some. I get that. But
so is it more of a rock feel?
It is. It is a rock band. And okay. It is, I don't want to call it real heavy metal, but I guess you could, because I don't know how you distinguish the difference. But we've heard these people, and they are great. Now, Pendragon, I don't know if they're aware. Pendragon is from Omaha.
Okay.
They live not too far from the zoo. Reckless Revival is from a little town called, I don't know how little it is, Nixa,
Missouri.
And it's just a few miles from Springfield.
Yeah. Growing community.
Growing community.
You
and
bet.
Stevie B, who is a rapper. Now, we met him and his wife. I didn't hear him rap anything, but we met him and his wife. Super people. Can't wait to see him again.
Yeah.
But we look forward to seeing that as well, because I haven't heard him perform yet. So we're looking forward to that.
So Pendragon, Stevie Miller, or Stevie and the Troublemaker.
Stevie B. Troublemaker. Yes.
And the Reckless Revival
Reckless Revival.
Now, I did a little digging around for the Reckless Revival band, I think it was, and it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy. So you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you, there's a podcast that I listen to, and it's some of their intro and outro music is pretty heavy. But it's all Christian-based. If you look at the lyrics, it's all Christian-based music. A little different than maybe your traditional style.
Right.
So how did this come about?
Well, we went to an event in Harrison, Arkansas back in October. My son was involved with it, and he... the organization actually was involved with the Strong Towers organization, which is what our church is affiliated with. We got invited, so we went, and that's where we met some of the people in the band, we talked to a couple of them. Mm-hmm. They went to a place called the Green Room where it was nice and quiet, and they kind of just settled down and eat, you know, and whatever before they went out and performed. So that's how we kind of met some of the bands. But that event started like 8 o'clock in the morning and went till it was done. And I think that night it was done at about 10:30.
Oh, wow.
It was a long night.
That's a long day.
It was a long day, but it was great. I mean, I can say that because I wasn't outside a lot. I was inside a lot taking care of the food and all that stuff with my wife.
You bet.
So I look forward to meeting them. They're great people. They're staying at our house. All of them are.
And all right.
So, you know, we're kind of going to get close and kind of get to meet everybody. And
so the event itself is June 13th.
June 13th, and it's from 3 to 7.
And it's a free will offering.
It is free will offering, and we will have water for sure there. We're also going to have cotton candy, popcorn, and slushies available. They're going to be pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You know, we're not out to make a killing. But we're just not that way. So
everyone's invited.
Everyone. There's nobody not invited. Everybody is invited. I don't care who you are. Yeah. Young to old. It doesn't matter. When we were there in October, there was folks from all ages, and they're out there doing that, what we call mush dancing, the banging the head, doing the shoulders and all that stuff. You know, they love it. You know. So, again, that's what we're trying to reach here in the community, is just that generation that mm-hmm. likes to listen to hard Christian rock music. Yeah. And
you know, if you get outside of the bounds a little bit of what a lot of people think of as, I'm going to say, traditional, in air quotes, country music or Christian music,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot out there.
There is.
From rock to really heavy rock to rap, and I mean, a lot of it with the Christian, like you said, the lyrics and everything, all Christian-based. So
yes.
And this will be, are all of these, so tell me about Stevie B. Troublemaker. This is a rap artist then?
Yes. And like I said, we didn't get to hear him do that.
Yeah.
But we got to meet his wife and him and got to talk for a while. And like I said, they're just super people. Really nice. So I haven't heard him, but I'm sure looking forward to it.
Okay. So do I need to purchase tickets?
No, there's no tickets.
Show up.
It's just show up, and if you want to give in a free will offering, great. You know, we're not out here to try to see if we can make $50,000. We're just out here to present a different type of entertainment to the community, because as long as I've been here in Shenandoah, which has been said since 2013,
mm-hmm.
and I was here off and on before that too, but it doesn't matter. We've never heard this.
Yeah.
It's never been presented, so it's like, let's present it.
Yeah.
Now, in all honesty, just so everybody knows, it's out on Facebook. There is another event going on that day. Give kudos, I guess, if you want to say advertisement to Depot.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a rock singing, what the flyer's on. I just saw the flyer. But theirs is from 5:30 to 11, I think.
Yeah.
I really think that... That's not going to interfere with what we're doing. I think we're going to have a good showing. We've got plenty of parking available. The businesses around us are allowing us to use their parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so people don't have to walk too far, you know, no further than probably 200 yards, maybe.
Okay.
No further than that so far. You know, if we get a real big influx, we may have to look something a little different. And I hope we do.
Wouldn't that be a nice problem?
That'd be a great problem.
So we'll be at your church building at 906 Day Street on June 13th from 3 until 7.
Yes.
No tickets?
No tickets. Also bring chairs.
Okay.
Bring blankets, whatever, because it's going to be outdoors, and we've got an acre and a half to sit on.
Okay.
So it's not like we're going to run out of room. We can probably fit 1,000 people there and wouldn't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
So that's another reason we wanted, hopefully, the weather. And so far, it's looking good.
Do you have a backup plan in case of inclement weather?
Yes. We will move inside the church if we need to. We'll make the room.
Deal with that when you
We'll deal
that
with that
bridge,
if we have to. Yes.
Okay. But again, it's an event. It's a free will offering.
Yes.
3 to 7. Sounds like a whole evening. You'll have refreshments of some sort.
Of some sort, yes.
For people to enjoy.
Yes.
Go and enjoy. And it's Christian-based music, but it's a little heavier than what people might be
typically
accustomed to.
Right.
So All right. Bill Miller with me, and from the Christian Fellowship Church in Shenandoah, Iowa. What else do we need to talk about, Brother Miller?
I really can't. Like, my mind is focused on this. And
how long have you been working on this?
We've been on this since February.
Okay. Been working on it for a while then.
Yes. But February was just the idea. Yeah. We were in a group meeting at a church. There were several churches. Again, we had a group meeting. And I was like, well, we'd like to do something for an event for the community. And I'm like, pick up the phone. Hey, son. And so he called, and it was like, Pendragon was who he called. There's a little story behind this, too. Pendragon is who he called, and they immediately looked at their schedule, and June 13th was their open date out of all the dates they have. So it was like, yeah, we'll do it June 13th. You know, okay. So we started to set that up. We went from there. Well, Reckless Revival heard that Pendragon was coming to play there, and they asked if they could come voluntarily.
Oh, wow.
We, you know, and my son said, well, yeah, you know, that, yeah, of course you can. So they're coming on their own, so to speak, and we're really excited that they are.
How'd you get Stevie B?
Stevie B, like I said, we've known, and he lives in Kansas City.
Okay.
He lives about 10 minutes from my son.
Okay, so you know him.
They kind of have conversed back and forth, so that's how he got involved, too.
Gotcha. Very cool. Would encourage people to go check it out.
Yeah, so. I would, too. It's going to be loud.
Be ready to go.
Be ready, yeah.
So this is for all ages, though.
All ages.
All ages.
All ages, yeah. I know we're really focused on the, let's say, 15 to 30, 35, because this is kind of in there. But it's for everybody. Like I said, the one we went to in Arkansas, it was everybody was there.
Yeah.
From all ages.
Live music event, faith, rock, and community. There you go.
Yeah.
What else we need to talk about, Mr. Miller?
I can't think of anything else. It's just this is on my mind, and we're getting things ready, and just want people to come out and enjoy.
Come out Sunday and go to church.
Absolutely. Well, see, this is the idea.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be these bands and Stevie, they have a testimony, each one of them.
Yeah.
And they're not ashamed to share it. Thank the Lord they aren't. And I think, you know, that's going to happen too. I don't know if there'll be a little bit of preaching with that, you know, but I do know that the bands are very faithful in their belief.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have a large testimony, each one of them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very cool. So if you want, maybe, like you say, maybe you're into that sort of music, show up.
I hope so.
And maybe you have no idea what we're talking about, show up and find out.
Then find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's saying you got to stay there for the 4 hours. You know, just come and enjoy. And if you do, great.
Yeah.
What order these bands are going to play, I don't know. That's up to my son.
Okay.
And how they set it up.
Is there a way for people to reach out and find out more about either these bands or this event or Christian Fellowship Church?
Well, one thing you do, you can call me.
Okay.
And my phone number is 712-246-8244.
Okay.
You can definitely call me about it. And I don't want to get my son's number out involved or whatever, because he lives in Missouri.
Yeah.
So he's busy doing his thing there too and whatever. But I'll be glad to entertain any calls.
Okay.
No problem with that. So.
All right. Very cool. Tickets aren't needed.
Tickets not needed. Only feet.
There you go. What's the rest of your day hold today, Mr. Miller?
Well, I'm going to go back to the church. I'm right in the middle of doing some stuff there, so I'm going to go back there and finish that up, and then I don't know what I'll be doing the rest of the day.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Well, it's good meeting you, too.
Pleasure to visit with you, and I hope a lot of people show up and enjoy the event. June 13th from 3 until 7, 906 Day Street.
Yes.
And you can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Very good. Make it a great day. Nice
Thank
to visit
you.
With you.
Thank you.
Bill Miller with me this morning.
For over 52 years, Sapp Brothers Petroleum has provided energy solutions to American heartland, offering gas, diesel, and propane, along with oil, lubricants, DEF, and custom